It's been labelled the world's freakiest theatre troupe, and Auckland audiences will soon be able to judge that for themselves. Peeping Tom is an award-winning Belgian dance theatre company, which is bringing its production Diptych to the Auckland Arts Festival this weekend. It involves two set pieces, The Missing Door and The Lost Room, both which feature the company's signature hyper-realism and unsettling scenes. The production is recommended for audiences over the age of 16. Peeping Tom was co-founded by Gabriella Carrizo and Frank Chartier, who are also parents to a daughter who's featured in their performances. Frank Chartier is with us in the Auckland studio. Good morning. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you. Nice to meet you, Catherine.
Can we go through your journey with dance and how things have evolved? Did you begin learning dance through traditional routes, say ballet?
First, I want to be a footballer. Then I start with football, and I was an hyperactive child. And I think my sister pushed me to try to dance, and I discovered this. I was 11, and then it was suddenly it's make me really more calm and much more relaxed, and it changed my life, in fact. And I get completely passionate by it. And I have the chance to have my mother also to help me a lot with that and to push me in a way to go out of my little village that there was no future there, you know. And she pushed me to go out and to... She sent me when I was 15 in a classical dance school in Cannes. In France, it's really famous school, and José Lightower school. It was really high level, and then I fall in the classical world of dance, and then little by little, Béjart, I make the audition when I was 19 to Béjart, Ballet du XXe siècle. Then it's more neoclassic, let's say. And then I stay there 3 years after I want to stop the dance because I miss something. I was more looking for more theatrical stuff or more musical. Then I discover other more contemporary choreographer, and then here am I today.
So ballet, classical ballet trained. What were your early working years like? Were you conventional, I guess, in choreography and performance in those early years, or always innovative?
I'm sorry, I'm French. I don't know if I understand well the question. If I start to choreography with Gabriella in 2000, I was with Alain Platel. I think we came in New Zealand 30 years ago with a piece of Alain Platel, and we was working together with Gabriella, and we meet each other in the work, and we miss something. We miss some theatrality or some the contemporary dance. Always is something a bit abstract or a bit. We was dreaming to bring some bit cinematographic effect of super realistic set, super the music 5.1 music that the audience fall into a world and fall into a story very precise and with a scenario, and we need this going deep in the scenario, in the theatrality. And later, we in the family, and to concentrate on the family, and to because Gabriella is Argentinian, me I'm French. We was working in Belgium. And then we miss our family, and we miss our we concentrate on our work with this relation in the family, and yeah, and in all the taboo you can have in a family. The hidden stuff, and yeah, then we was a bit analyzing a bit our life and our family, and to go deeper in the humanity, you know.
The hidden stuff we'll come back to. I mentioned you share a daughter who from a very young age who was on stage with you. There's some beautiful scenes people can see of you dancing together, kissing an incredible performance of dance and continuous kissing with your baby in your arms.
Yeah, for us it was important because contemporary dance sometimes, or classical, we came from the classical, and it's always beautiful bodies, young dancers, and for us we need, if we want to tell a story, if we need a kind of image of the society to have. We always have, for example, a grandmother or a grandfather in our stories. Or then we have Simon, he was 70 years old. Leo was 82. Maria Otal was 82 years old. Then for us, it's nice to bring a kind of image of society and to have our daughter, that she starts when she was 5, the opening, I think, of Le Salon. She was 5 months. No, 8 months. And she did it. We did it until 5 years. She was 5 years old on stage. And for us, it's nice to have also dancers, but also non-dancers, and to have this image, to have our grandmother, our daughter, to have this image, and we can tell a family story, you know, and to go more realistic. Also, we really like the movement. We are really, maybe because we came from the classical part, we like the virtuosity of the movement. We are really, we call it the wow, this wow moment when you are wow, you know. And working on virtuosity, it's nice, but sometimes you need to relativize it a bit. And working with non-dancers, like an old woman or singers, or sometimes you have more the emotion in the movement. You have more the we can identify it more, you know. And it's the beauty of the contrast between a super virtuous dancers and a non-dancers that is more emotional and more natural and more. And it's for us, yeah, it's nice to have this image on stage, you know. Then we are more free to tell a story and to go deeper in a story or in a family, yeah.
Let's talk about the settings. Your first work together was Caravana in 1999. Now, that was performed in a motorhome. Could you explain what was involved? Because space is very much part of your performance, Frank.
Yeah, it's true. After 20 years, we can. Yeah, the week low, the when we are stuck, we always like to develop a story a bit. We like the drama. Always we are looking for drama. But also for. We like to be stuck and to be like this new piece we bring here in New Zealand. We like to be stuck, and the motorhome for us was perfect because then we was really stuck here, and people was around the motorhome and look at the audience and look through the windows. And in the beginning, we start the creation with, we always have thema to start a creation. And we thought, maybe we can be the hidden children of David Bowie, you know, and we all have a nice with different colors, and we meet on internet, and we decide to rent a camping car and to meet each other, you know. It was stupid thema, but we always start with thema like this and to help us to start the creation. And in the end, we was 5 stuck in the camping car and looking for something and going, and the audience was really around it, and we find it interesting, this open our intimacy to, because camping car, it's really intimate, and to open our life to an audience like this in a very realistic set, because camping car, it's really realistic. It's this week when you don't have money to create, when you're young, for us it was hard to create in a theater empty or to create. Then we need to find some, and for us it was perfect, the camping car, because we have the kitchen, the dressing room, the room. We have everything in a very small place, then we can recreate image really identifiable for the audience.
Let's jump forward to the work at the Auckland Festival, which is a diptych, 2 short choreographies. One is The Missing Door and the second is The Lost Room. I know sometimes there's a third, but let's stay with the diptych for now. And again, what is the significance of the door and the room to what your characters experience?
Oh, on this show we try. It's a set. It's a cinema set. Then in fact there is two sets, and we can see that we change the sets. The audience can see it. It's a part of the show, like a cinema set. We change the set and up we pass to another set and another. And for us it was nice to imagine a ship, a travel in a ship in a boat. And the missing door, it's really this kind of the public place in the ship where you are in these corridors with all these doors going to the room. And it's all this labyrinth where you can lose yourself in all this big ship. And the room, it's the lost room is like you open the room, a door, and you arrive in a room, and they're all the same. It's rooms of the ship. They're all the same. Then you can also, it was nice for us on stage because we can also shift from a room to another one, you know. We try to create a cinema effect, you know. We try to really create the feeling that the audience, they are really in a movie. This was our dream, and to go in this story in the ship. And we like also the ship because it's always going where we need to go in the future, in a better future, you know. We need to go somewhere for a goal in life, and what is the goal in life that we need, and what we go for it. And the ship was really this, and there we develop a story of a couple, more or less. Yeah, it's a bit vague. I don't know if you can
no,
say it's in English.
The vagueness is kind of the point, because one's not quite sure, as I understand it, what is happening, including the characters. They seem to be caught between the real world and a dream-like world, Frank.
Yes, is that we really like with Peeping Tom to make a zoom in the head of the character, and in cinema you can make it really easy, and you can come 20 centimeter from the character, but on stage it's 20 meter. Then it we try to make a zoom in the head of the character and transform the reality and go in her thoughts, for example, and to see what she's thinking, and to make a zoom in her head to and there we can transform the reality and go in her thoughts, in her fears, in her everything, you know. Then we play a lot with that to be really in a set super realistic. We are clearly where we are. And then suddenly we go in her thought, and we can go in a fantastic world, or in her. And in this case, yeah, it's a couple. What's happened with this couple? Yeah, there was some problem, and they are here to fix it, and to maybe to fix it, and to go over in a better life. And there is an accident in the ship, and voila, this is the it's hard for me to tell more because I don't want
you don't want to ruin it. Look, it's recommended for audiences age 16 and above, and is that because there are some shocking moments, if you like?
I don't think there is shocking moments. It's just that we play. Okay, this woman, she's a bit. She has some trauma, or she has some point that she's obsessed by, and we amplify this obsession with the music of Penderecki, that is orchestral music, really dark in a way, and we go really quite deep in her thoughts and in her fears and her trauma. I don't know. And of there is some vision or some that it can be a bit frightening, and I think for children that is not prepared for it. Mm. There is some parents, they prepare and they say, oh, you're going to see a terror piece or a terror movie, and they are prepared for that, you know. And in this case, I think it's no problem. But to be more secure, it's not really shocking, it's more frightening, I think, with the music and the intensity and the...
I would have loved that as a child, but it is immersive also, and you talked about the music, sound. We've described that the set and the setting perhaps inspires the characters in the story, but the use of sound, very important in this cinematic event, you create too.
Yeah, we tried to hypnotize the audience, you know, to manipulate it, to manipulate the audience and to be able to, yeah, to put them in a certain atmosphere or in a certain, or memories, go back in memories when they were young or the, and for example, the power of music, when I hear, for example, Pink Floyd, or my sister was listening Pink Floyd when I was young, and directly when I hear Pink Floyd, I'm like, wow, traveling back in my 40 years ago, you know. And this power of hypnotize, and we never succeeded because the language is really important, and but with the music, we really try to, yeah, to kind of bring back the memories or the feelings that we, when we were young, or when, with memories, you know, and to play with that, and but we transform it. We work with layers, a lot of layers, like the inconscience, you know, to work with layers, to zoom in the head of somebody, you need to go with different layers of memories and of realistic now, concrete now, what's happened now, but also layers of sound, working with nice music that we can recognize in the very far away, a bit strange, a bit transformate, and with other layer, we try to reconstitute everything in 5.1 in the theater. We try to put the audience really in a kind of a trip, you know, a kind of to go with us in the story and to
become immersed, as we said. Peeping, yes. Tom, though, is that the giveaway? Is the audience the voyeur?
Yes, I think for us with Gabriela, when we start Peeping Tom, we analyze a bit why we like this show, and always there was something that we like always when there was something new to talk about it, and when there was some taboo that finally we put words on it, and for us, like an audience, we appreciate that somebody is clearly true in front of us and tell us stuff that we never hear before, you know. This was really something for us, really important. And like an artist, it was a bit the same. We realized that, yeah, we tried to go very far in our family. What was the taboo in our family? What was the hidden stuff? And in ourselves also, to see who we are. And of course, we fictionize it and we amplify a bit. We use the reality, but we amplify, you know. But for us, the words was quite honest, you know, and to see what we attract us in life. It's good to be true and to go deeper in our, yeah.
The dance is also technically challenging, but I understand you had so many applicants and something like 600 auditions, I think, when you first performed this work. As I said, sometimes it's a triptych. What's here is a diptych. But is it technically challenging for those dancers?
Yeah, this piece, we made it in Netherlands Dance Theatre, and it's for us with Gabriela, it was the dream of the company when we were young, and we want to be dancers because they have a technicity, it's crazy, they can do whatever, you know. For us, it was the summum, and when they asked us to make a piece there, we was like, wow, okay, we will do it because it's like it's amazing. Virtuosity, it's amazing. And after, we want to recreate the piece for Peeping Tom, and we make this audition, and we finally had 2,400 dancers want to participate, and we said, wow, they came from all over the world for 1 hour audition, you know. Then we choose just 600, and yeah, of course, it's very specific, and the dancers, the virtuosity, it's really super high level, and for us, it was very important to be able to recreate this virtuosity on stage, to have this wow effect, you know, but also to develop also the theatrality. Then for us, was really, we need characters, strong characters, able to do amazing virtuality of dance, you know, virtuosity. Then for us, it was important to make the audition really well and to really choose. And we choose the people, they came from all over the world. Yeah.
Look, go well. Thank you. I'm sure audiences will love. Thank you very much for coming in today. That is Frank Chartier, who is with Peeping Tom, this award-winning Belgian dance theatre company. Its production of Diptych is at the Auckland Arts Festival this weekend. It opens Friday as part of the festival and runs through to Sunday. More details on our webpage, 9to noon at rnz.co.nz.